You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message about candles. And maybe since Gyla takes care of our candles, you'll come and join us. You want to help me, Brantley? Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Maddie. I love that you're wearing your Holly Grove shirt, Sam. I said Brantley's wearing his too, yes. What do you have here? A little baby? And a little horse? I love it. Oh, it's a unicorn. I didn't see its horn. It's right there. Well, today is a special day in the church. 40 days ago was Christmas. Can you believe it's been that long already? 40 days? Well, there's something really special that happened to Jesus 40 days after he was born. His mom and dad took him to the temple, which for us is kind of like church. And while they were there, they saw two older folks who had been waiting their whole lives long to see the light that God would give to them. And so we remember that story. We're going to read it after you all go to children's church. But sometimes this day is called Candlemas. It's the mus, like in Christmas, Candlemas. Christmas is Christ Mass. Candlemas is Candle Mass. Mass is a name, another name for church or worship, and it means go. You are sent, because after church we go. We're sent out into the world to show Jesus' love to others. Well, today is a day that for 1,700 years, churches have blessed all the candles that they will use for the whole next year. And so I don't know if you noticed, but I've got some candles back here at the altar. We don't buy all of the candle supplies at the same time. We try to spread it out, so it's not a lot of money all at once. It's a little bit here and there, but we've got our Advent candles that we use during Advent. And you'll notice some oil. It's clear oil in that same container. Our altar candles and our Advent candles and our Paschal candle, they're not actually made of wax like a lot of other candles. They're plastic, but we fill them with oil so that we can light them like a candle. So we've got the oil back there. We've got the battery-operated candles that you guys get to use for different things, and especially at the candlelight service on Christmas Eve. We've got some candles that go in our sanctuary lamp. I don't know if you've ever noticed this candle, but it burns all the time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long, because it reminds us that God's presence never goes out. It never leaves us. And then, of course, we've got the candles from our Christmas Eve candlelight service. So we've got different candles that we use for different things, but all of them have the same purpose. We light them to remember that Jesus is the light of the world. And so when Brantley lights the altar candles like he did this morning, that light reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. And we're going to hear that again in the story that we're going to read when you guys go to Children's Church. So like I said, on this day, February 2nd, every year, many churches bless all the candles they're going to use for the coming year. And we're going to do that in just a second. But I wanted to tell you, I learned something. Does anybody know what Groundhog Day is? Have you heard about Groundhog Day at school? Anybody? On February 2nd, if the groundhog comes up out of his hole and he sees a shadow, what happens? I always get confused. Which one is it when he sees a shadow? Six more weeks of winter. Okay. Okay. Well, Candlemas is actually the origination of Groundhog Day. The practice, there's a poem that says, "If Candlemas Day be fair and bright, winter will have another fight. If Candlemas Day brings cloud and rain, winter will not come again." And eventually in Germany, they started using a badger or a porcupine or a hedgehog. And when German immigrants came to the U.S., they started using the groundhog. So it has its roots in Candlemas. But I was sort of sad this morning because it was cloudy, and I thought, oh, then winter will not come again. But did you see the sunshine peeking just a few minutes ago? So maybe, you all know I love winter, maybe winter will have another fight. So will you all help me bless these candles? And we want to thank God for Gyla, because Gyla takes care of our candles every week and puts oil in them and does several things with the candles. So thank you for that ministry, Gyla. So will you all come help me? We'll lay hands on the candles or lay hands over them. Because Kate, you helped me bless the people after communion, right? So I thought we could all bless the candles today. And what do you do to help bless people? You hold your hand up? So can you hold your hand over the candles? No, that's okay. You don't have to. Brantley, do you want to lay hands? All right. Let us pray. Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you for our church.
Thank you that you are the light of the world.
Thank you that you are the light of the world.
And God, we ask that you bless these candles.
God, we ask that you bless these candles.
Let them remind us,
that you are the light of the world.
And that you love all peoples.
And that you love all peoples.
We love you, God. Amen. Thank you so much for helping me bless the candles. We're going to use these throughout the year to help us remember that Jesus is the light of the world. All right, you all can go to Children's Church. I think I saw Kelly with some fun stuff earlier.